Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of our podcast. I'm Sarah, your host for today.
And I'm Armin. Thrilled to be here with you, Sarah. We've got a fantastic topic lined up. One I think every ambitious entrepreneur in Dubai should tune in for.
Absolutely. Today, we're diving into why selling a business in Dubai requires a tailored marketing approach. Trust me, this is a game changer if you're looking to cash out or make a strategic exit.
I can't tell you how many people assume selling a business is just about putting up a for sale sign and waiting for the offers to roll in. In Dubai, it takes so much more. A little art, a little science, and a whole lot of local know-how.
You hit the nail on the head, Armin. Dubai is truly a unique playground for entrepreneurs. With its fast-paced growth, multicultural investor base, and constantly evolving legal landscape, you simply can't rely on cookie-cutter solutions when you're looking to sell.
That's so true. You have to tailor your strategy to match Dubai's vibe. Fast-moving, innovative, and super competitive. The marketing approach that works in London or New York might totally flop here.
Exactly. So let's kick things off with your experience, Armin. Why do you think a customized strategy is so important?
Well, for starters, buyers in Dubai come from all over the world, and each group has its own expectations and concerns. The way you present a business to a UAE national investor is going to be pretty different from how you pitch to an expat entrepreneur or an international investment group.
That's such a great point. And timing matters too. Dubai's business calendar has its own rhythm, with holidays, events, and investment seasons that you've got to be aware of.
Oh, for sure. And let's not forget about social proof. In a city like Dubai, reputation can make or break a deal. It's not just about numbers. It's about the story you tell and the trust you build with potential buyers.
So true. It's like crafting a pitch for the biggest stage in the region.
Exactly. And speaking of crafting a pitch, let's not overlook the nuts and bolts. Structuring the deal, handling the paperwork, and making sure everything is above board with the local authorities are all part of the experience.
Yeah, there are a lot of moving parts. But before we dive deeper, let's get to the heart of the process. For anyone out there considering selling their business in Dubai, where should they even begin?
Great question. If you're thinking about selling, step one is always a proper valuation. You need to know what your business is genuinely worth, and that's not always just about your latest profit sheet.
Absolutely. Valuation takes into account your assets, your brand, your client relationships, everything that makes your company unique in the Dubai market.
Once you've got a solid sense of value, the next big step is prepping your business for sale. That means cleaning up all the loose ends, resolving any outstanding legal or financial issues, making sure the books are spotless, and presenting your business in the best possible light.
It's not so different from staging a home before putting it on the market. Making everything look its best really can boost the offers.
After that comes the exciting part, identifying those potential buyers. In Dubai, this could be local investors, strategic partners, international buyers, or even competitor companies looking to expand.
And you can't just blast your offer everywhere. It's about targeted marketing, using your network, professional brokers, and sometimes very discreet word of mouth, especially when you don't want to alarm staff or clients.
I always tell business owners, don't underestimate the power of a skilled intermediary. A good broker can leverage their contacts, negotiate on your behalf, and keep things smooth and confidential.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about the legal and financial nitty-gritty. From drafting ironclad contracts to navigating Dubai's tax regulations to ensuring all licenses and permits transfer correctly, there's a lot to keep track of.
The paperwork can feel endless, but missing even a small detail can totally stall or even kill a deal. This is where having expert advisors is absolutely crucial.
Definitely. Then, of course, there's the question of taxes, which are always evolving in Dubai. Staying up to date is a must if you want to avoid any last-minute surprises.
And for our listeners out there who might be feeling overwhelmed, that's totally normal. Selling a business is a big deal, and Dubai's dynamic market brings its own challenges. Whether it's finding serious buyers, dealing with cultural differences, or handling negotiations.
One of the biggest tips I'd give, don't try to go it alone. Surround yourself with experienced advisors, from valuation experts and marketers to legal consultants and brokers with Dubai expertise.
Exactly. And remember, the goal isn't just to sell. It's to maximize the value of your business and leave with a sense of accomplishment. Make sure you've built a narrative around your brand, streamlined your operations, and lined up all your documentation. It really pays off.
And don't be afraid to walk away if a deal doesn't meet your terms or if you have doubts about a buyer's credibility. Your business is worth protecting until the right match comes along.
In short, selling a business in Dubai is a journey, and it's one you shouldn't rush. Line up your ducks, value your business, prepare it for sale, identify the right buyers, handle all the legal and financial details, and work with trustworthy experts every step of the way.
And if you're seriously thinking about selling or just want to be fully prepared when the time comes, we highly recommend checking out PersianHorizon.com. With over 27 years of global experience, they're a trusted partner for business sales, investment advice, and more here in Dubai.
Their team guides you from start to finish. They help you connect with top-tier investors, maximize your business value, and even support you with residency and citizenship opportunities if you're planning a big leap.
So, what's your biggest question about selling a business in Dubai? Or maybe you have a success story or a cautionary tale you'd like to share.
We'd love to hear your experiences and thoughts. Drop your comments below or connect with us on social media. And don't forget, for expert help with your next business move, visit PersianHorizon.com.
That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Here's to your next bold step in Dubai's business world.
See you next time. And remember, the best exits start with the right plan.